Galatians chapter 5, starting verse 22. We've been going through the fruit of the Spirit when I've had the blessing to be able to share at this time of communion. So in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other." Thus far, we've looked at love, we've looked at joy, we've looked at peace, but now we're going to look at patience or forbearance. The Greek word here is makrothrimia, and the word that's used in this passage is translated peace, but it's also translated a few other ways: long-suffering, forbearance, perseverance. But really, what it really wants to get to is the thought of being able to bear through times of troubles and ills. Many times we think of patience as being just dealing with people that are ridiculous, or maybe dealing with people that agitate us. But that's not usually really patience. In fact, many times that requires more of something like self-control on our part, but not actual patience. See, patience, as was mentioned, is being able to go through those difficult times, those times of troubles and ills, and to press on. Maybe those times of troubles and ills could be poor health, poverty, times of great need, the loss of someone close. As we look at Scripture, we see many times that it does share about being patient in difficult times. When we consider the passage in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience, makrothumia, inherit what has been promised." See, sometimes difficulties can be that self-motivation, because sometimes it's easier just to give up when it becomes difficult. But here the Hebrew writer encourages us to imitate those who had patience, who pressed on to the promise that was before them, the promise to inherit. So maybe sometimes those ills or troubles aren't something that is within ourselves or deals with ourselves. Maybe it's those things with others. Paul writes in his letter to those at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, he says, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love." Sometimes that patience isn't just for ourselves, but to share with patience with others to help them to get through those difficult times. Or what about the patience through the ills and difficult times that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shared? We can see in Romans the second chapter in verse 4, again, Paul writing to those at Rome, he says, "Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, for the riches of his forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?" Romans 2:4 is very familiar in thought with a passage that God is not slack in concerning his promise, but desires that all men repent. That's patience. Or what about in Romans, the 9th chapter, in verse 22, where it says, "What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction?" See, when we consider patience, we see there is the patience that we need to have with ourselves, the patience to share with others. But when we consider true patience, patience to press on through difficult and ill times, there is no better example than the patience of our Father and the patience of our Savior. After all, is this not why we're here today. As we shared in Sunday school class, as we considered the crucifixion, we see the mourning, but we also see the mocking. We see the sadness, but we see the contempt and the ridicule. We see the difficult time that our Savior had. But because of the patience he shared, we now have the opportunity to share with him through his patience and remembering. So as we have this time and we consider patience, let us remember the patience that the Godhead had for mankind, because that patience led to our redemption. And let us consider how, as was mentioned before in Hebrews 6, let us imitate through faith and patience. Let us pray. Father God, we are so grateful and thankful for this day that as we come to gather, Lord, we are gathering to partake, to remember your Son's patience with humanity. How many times people didn't understand his teachings? How many times people took for granted? How many times people mocked and ridiculed and rejected him? And yet time and time again, all he wanted was what was best. And yet he was motivated by that and was patient with all mankind because of the redemptive story that you had for us. And so, Father God, as we consider the Savior's patience and your patience, the Godhead's patience, we pray, Father God, that we reflect on the patience we need to have, the patience with ourselves, the patience with others, and the patience to stick with your plan, the plan that you have that will lead us through those difficult times, those ill times, those tough times that will bring us through to the end. We praise you and we thank you today through Christ Jesus' name. Amen.